It's Russ Barr Morning Show on the phone line right now. We have Lisa Ling doing a great show on OWN tonight. It's Our America with Lisa Ling, explores the Black America's secret epidemic, which is HIV. And, of course, you know, we dwell in that topic often on this show. First of all, I want to say good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And no doubt, it's so important to have you on because I think this is such an important topic. First of all, you know, people started thinking things were getting better. But, you know, apparently it seems like things seem to be getting worse in the Black community as far as AIDS and HIV education.
That's right. And first, let me just say, I heard you say that it's a topic that you talk about on your show, and I applaud you for doing that, because, in fact, it is, in the Black community, worse than, you know, it's been in a very long time. And I think the assumption, because people like Magic Johnson, who have been living with HIV for years and years and leading and living perfectly healthy lives, there's this assumption that it's not a problem anymore. It's not an issue. And so, I think people are continuing to have reckless sex. And most importantly, what I found is in the African American community, because there's such a stigma attached to anything sexual, it's just not talked about, particularly when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases. I visited a number of churches throughout the South and the East Coast, and these are places where you should be able to have open dialogue and not be judged. But the idea of discussing sex is like unimaginable in places of worship, in Black churches in particular.
And you know what, Lisa, I will say as an African American, it's a cultural thing, because I think a lot of times, you know, we don't want to talk about sex with our daughters because then they want to start doing it. I mean, it's
that kind of thing. Understandable.
And the age of victims, I mean, the people that are getting HIV from 14 to 24, it's off the charts.
It is, and that's what's really disturbing. And the number of women in the African American community contracting AIDS is skyrocketing as well. But what people really need to understand, and this Friday is a perfect day for it because it's National Testing Day.
Right.
If people get tested early enough, you can live perfectly normal, healthy, and productive lives. You know, the problem is that when people, you know, may not think that they have insurance that covers the testing, or just are afraid of even bringing it up with their doctor, that is when people can get very, very sick and get to the point of no return.
Right.
So it's crucial that people just get tested and have the courage to even ask for it. Because with a couple of pills, and in some cases even one pill, you can not only decrease your chances of becoming sick, you can have a decreased viral load altogether, so that your disease can become undetectable, which is extraordinary.
Right. Now, on your show, and by the way, I just love this docuseries, Our America with Lisa Ling. On the show, you have five people like stepping up and coming out of the shadows and saying, okay, I'm dealing with this on a regular basis. You got a single woman looking for love, a young gay man who fears early death, a survivor, lived an entire life with HIV, a woman who believes her husband infected her, and a former drug user who may have infected countless women. That is interesting because, you know, a lot of people, this is a big secret, and a lot of people don't really want to come out and say, hey, listen, this is my issue, because it does affect everything mentally, sexually, everything that's going on in your life. How were you able to find these people, and was that the goal when you guys sat down and said, we got to do this?
You know what, Russ, if any of those people are listening to your show right now, I just have to thank them, because as we've been talking about, there's such stigma attached and people have so much shame. And these five people had the courage and are brave enough to have agreed to talk to us because they are so adamant about trying to encourage people to get tested soon. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, one of the women that we talked to has never told anyone that she was HIV positive, and she's been living with it for years now. She believes that her husband infected her, that he knew he was HIV positive when he married her, but was so filled with shame about telling her. And you mentioned the former drug addict who believes he infected multiple women. There's a high concentration of men who've been in prison who are infected with HIV. Mm-hmm. And we all know that there's a high percentage of African-American men who've seen the inside of a prison. Now, a lot of these men have HIV when they go into prison, but because in actuality they get such great medication in prison, their viral load is increased a great deal. When they get out of prison, however, and start using drugs again, they become really laxed about taking their medication or getting treatment, and so their viral load increases, and then they start having sex with multiple women because they're under the influence, and that is one of the major ways that women are getting HIV. And so to all you ladies out there, be careful of who you're having sex with. I mean, you may love this guy, but at least make sure that you're having protected sex until you are able to have an honest and sincere conversation and can confirm that the man you're with is not HIV positive.
Well, Lisa, I could talk to you about this forever, and that's why we don't wait until it's National AIDS Testing Day, HIV Testing Day, to talk about this issue, because we know it's an ongoing, it's at epidemic proportion, especially in the African-American community. Also, we don't have time to get into, some people just don't want to know their status.
You're right,
We'll get into that, but I want everybody to watch Our America with Lisa Ling, Black America's Secret Epidemic, airs tonight on OWN at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm looking forward to it. And I do want to say this as a side note. I think you're absolutely a wonderful journalist.
And I appreciate you, one, having me on, but also just making this issue such an important one, because knowing the, you know, and getting tested could save your life.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you tackling this, because this is important. Thank you so much. And you have yourself a great day, Lisa.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. Bye-bye.
What a 1.1 is.